Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Today on Advanced, the pros and cons of working with mom. Hi, friends. Welcome back for day two of our business article for this month, May. Today is May the 10th, and I'm Naomi back in the studio today. Is hiring your mom risky business? Well, according to our article so far, it certainly can be. But we have some tips and some information on how to make a relationship like this as healthy as possible. And joining me to help us discuss this once again, first of all, welcome Linda Ludwig.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you all today.
And you are a mother, so we really appreciate that perspective.
I am a mother.
Of course, we all have mothers as well, and we can imagine the challenges of working with them, especially on a day-to-day basis. For you, Linda, what stood out from yesterday's article?
I think what stood out is the feeling of wanting to protect.
Mm, okay.
You know, so I think if I can see very, very easily how if I were working for one of my kids, that I would want to protect them in certain situations, even if they didn't need to be or didn't want to be.
Okay, good. Well, also in the studio with us today is Josh Mooney. And I know, Josh, you probably have a similar desire to protect your kids.
That's right. I'm not a mother, though, but I do have some insight into this. I worked with a family member, as I said yesterday. But I think what stood out from yesterday was Wayne Rivers' thoughts about the benefits of hiring your mom, that she can give you honest feedback and a mature perspective on your work. And I had employees in my last job in the States that wouldn't give us any honest feedback to the owners. They would only tell us what we wanted to hear.
Well, it's scary as an employee to tell the truth sometimes, even if it is important, because you want to make sure that people don't think that you're trying to hurt anyone or that you've got the wrong motives. If it's a family member, you know they don't. You know that they have your best interests at heart, which is something else we talked about yesterday. But one of the other benefits of hiring your mother is having someone around who you can trust.
Right. I think we were talking earlier among the three of us about if you don't have your mother, who would you turn your keys over to your office? Or who would you turn your bank account information over to? Or even, you know, the company secrets.
Right.
It really, you have to have somebody that really needs to be professional and that you really can trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You do background checks, you check references, but people still can sometimes surprise you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when I worked as a store manager, the day I got the key to the store, it was a really, really big deal. And, you know, it was great that the management trusted me, but even then, some of the other employees were looking at me like, really? Her? Are you sure?
I think that's why, as a parent, also just raising your children, it's important to instill honesty and mm-hmm. trustworthiness in your children. And hopefully managers or people that are in hiring positions can suss that out when they're interviewing
right,
people.
Right, they can kind of evaluate that and look for that.
One thing the article doesn't talk about is what hiring your mom would do to other employees.
Mm.
And the challenges that you could face there when employees say, well, of course she's going to get preferential treatment, or of course you're going to value her opinion more than mine. She's your mother.
Right. Yeah, and I think that goes back to what we talked about a little bit yesterday of just how sometimes companies need to avoid hiring family members at all because of those kinds of reasons. Maybe they can trust them, but maybe the other employees feel a little unsure about that kind of situation. Another term that came up yesterday was the term maternal instincts. And what are those?
Well, those are just the feelings a mother has around protection, around keeping the best interest for her family. Sometimes it can almost be like a magic power, right, Linda, that mothers seem to have where they just know something about their children and you can't imagine how they figured that out.
It's that hold we have over them.
But the thing is, it doesn't only apply to your own children. I mean, I work with Linda, and she has maternal instincts that permeate, to use that word again, throughout the office. People know that they can come and talk to her about certain issues, and they might be less likely to talk to other people because they know she's got that maternal instinct. She is someone who protects people, who
they
can
also
be trusted.
Hide things from me.
Well, you know, nobody's perfect. But
we use that term maternal to describe other things besides instincts. The family on your mother's side, we call your maternal grandparents, mm-hmm. Your maternal tendencies. You might take maternity leave after you have a baby and leave your job for a while.
Right. Well, the maternal instincts that mothers bring to a job could be benefits in many, many ways. But there's also a chance that they could pose some problems. If you're really attached to your role as a parent, it might be hard to be an employee. So let's learn about that today as we begin on page 21.
There's also the chance that a parent will bristle at being told what to do. Mom and dad aren't always so good at taking instruction or orders from their children, Rivers said. In addition, the salary situation often becomes a sticky subject. Some moms want to work for free while a child wants to pay them. In other cases, a mother may want a raise, but her child might not have the funds to give her that salary boost. For the child, it can sometimes be awkward to manage the person who raised them. Faith Ammon, founder of graphics design firm Frecklefoot Creative, has worked with mom Linda for about 6 years, but says she still feels guilty when she criticizes her for such actions as being a little heavy-handed in emails to clients who owe money. For her part, Linda works to keep her maternal urges in check. "I try not to be a mom," she said. "I try to be a colleague, but every once in a while, that mom comes out."
So we left off yesterday saying that children stop being children at some point. In other words, they grow up, they take on more responsibilities, they learn about life. But parents never stop being parents, and that may be why we run into the first problem mentioned in today's reading.
Well, it says there's the chance that the parent will bristle, that they will show anger at being told what to do.
Right. When I think of bristling, I think of a porcupine or a hedgehog, you know. When something scares them, their little spikes all go up, you know. And you can see people kind of do that sometimes. Something gets on their nerves and, like, their shoulders go up and their eyebrows go down and everything gets tense. And, of course, we've all had those moments with people. Have your children ever tried to tell either of you what to do?
No.
No.
They'll tell me what they won't do. I can imagine Noah telling you what to
do. Yeah, my children, Luke and Noah, tell us what to do all the time.
Yeah.
Don't always listen to them. Mostly don't, but they certainly have their opinions and they freely share them.
Oh, right. Well, yes. Opinions are one thing. My children are very opinionated.
Yeah, I am too, but I would never flat out try to command my mother on anything because I was just raised never, ever to do that. In this kind of situation, if I had to tell my mother, "Oh, please don't be late again tomorrow," or even something like,
"That would be tricky."
That would be.
You know, and even things like just, I have trouble asking my coworkers, "Can you have this to me by this date?" It's always a little bit of a challenge for me. I always feel a little bit bad asking someone for a deadline or for an assignment. And so I can't imagine how hard it would be when the person is your mom.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, it says that sometimes they're not good. They're not always good at taking instruction. I don't think parents are ever good at taking instruction. So I think that would be – I think you would just need to set up guidelines, you know, mm-hmm. boundaries for how to direct your employee who's now your mother.
Right.
I think you would have to have an understanding before she even started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like you need to discuss those topics.
Right.
And whatever the penalties are going to be.
Well, and even to have certain expectations just written out in a form that both people agreed on, I think that kind of thing could help prevent those really tense moments.
I think you can build something in. But there are things, you know, that come up that you have no idea what's going to happen.
Right. So good management would probably help, but you still never know when a sticky situation will come up. And what do we mean by sticky when we use it in this sense?
Well, it just might be very hard to navigate or hard to get out of or deal with. In this case, it's the salary situation, which I think would be the stickiest.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I totally agree. I think it's interesting. It's they give two opposite examples here. Some mm-hmm. moms want to work for free while a child wants to pay them. And the other case, you know, I might want a raise. But the child might not have the funds to give her that salary boost.
Right.
So I think it depends upon your relationship with your child. You just have to be honest.
Right. I think the point about mothers potentially wanting to work for free but the kids want to pay them is a really, really interesting one. Because having someone work for free sounds appealing, but I think you run into difficulties really quickly.
Well, I have friends, you know, their kids work and they take care of their grandkids for free. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a job, you know, because I have other friends that take care of their grandchildren, but their kids pay them what they would pay a babysitter mm-hmm. or a daycare center.
Right.
So which do we feel would be better?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
We did that in the States when I lived close to my mom. She volunteered to babysit. And she volunteered. She said, I want to babysit for you guys one night a week and have you go out. And since it was babysitting, we just felt we should pay her. And she reluctantly took the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in those cases, you can always sort of give a gift of some kind instead. But if it's a day-to-day thing,
That's what I was thinking. Like for babysitting one night a week is one thing, but daycare, this is every day.
That's
right.
Different.
You know,
yeah.
Or 4 days a week. To me, it's like that's a full-time job.
Right. And when someone says, no, I want to work for free, then when you bring up something like a deadline or coming to work on time,
yeah.
what's your power? You know, you have no leverage. You have nothing to stand on to try to encourage them to do what you want.
And then the parent can get hurt.
Right. Right.
You don't want me. Yeah, because you never come on time and you never get your work done.
Right.
Exactly. And I think a parent could also really get hurt by that second example. They want a raise. The child just can't do it.
But to me, you know, here, I think that this, I don't know. I mean, as a parent, I might want a raise. But if I realize that my child doesn't have the funds to give me that raise, then, you know, I'm an adult, too, and I do realize that.
Right.
I think it'd be harder if they didn't deserve the raise.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that's a really good point.
The article, we don't talk a whole lot about mm-hmm. Evaluating mm-hmm. your mom's performance on the job, which, as a son, would be really, really hard to do.
I thought it was pretty interesting. My daughter, in particular, was very specific about what she would hire me to do.
Really?
Right. I mean, she was like, you've been an office man. I mean, you've been a manager. You have overseen people. You're very good and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you've gotten feedback in this area. I'd hire you in a minute to do that. My son was a little bit more like, yes, if you fit the job description.
Right. Well, and that's another part of the issue here is that you maybe want to hire your mom, but if she doesn't really have the qualifications, then what can you do?
You have no business hiring her.
Right. Right. And then even then, you still have to manage her. And that's where we continue. For the child, that can be very awkward. It can make you feel very unsettled and nervous and just strange working in that situation.
Yes. Awkward, it says, to manage the person who raised you. And if you raise a child, that means you've brought them up since they were a baby. So it's almost a role reversal.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's a big adjustment for anyone. We have an example here, Faith Ammon.
Right. And this is – we've talked about her yesterday, I think, mm-hmm. and mentioned her anyway. And she is this founder of a graphics design firm. And her mom, Linda, has worked with her for about 6 years. And Faith says she still feels guilty when she criticizes her mom for being like heavy-handed in emails to clients who own money. And heavy-handed here just means unnecessarily forceful. And I have a feeling this is probably where – her motherly, maternal instincts come out. She wants to protect her daughter and get the money.
Right.
So it's kind of like, why are you treating my daughter this way?
Right. To set it up again, it's already been 6 years. So clearly this arrangement is a pretty successful one. If it weren't, I'm sure things would have blown up by now. But 6 years, they've been working on it. You know, they've been able to work together well. However, these little things do come up. And what Linda said, it turns out, is pretty much exactly correct as we continue the reading.
Right. And I was a little confused here, too. Who was being criticized? Was it the mom that was making the calls, or was it the daughter that was making them? But it's the daughter that's making sending these emails, actually, not phone calls, these heavy-handed emails asking for money, which is a big part of a small business when your clients don't pay you on time, and sometimes you need to get a little forceful in how you do it. So she says, for her part, Linda works to keep her maternal urges in check in the next paragraph, because I try not to be a mom, she said.
Right. She tries not to be a mom. Now, that's a funny statement as well, because of course, we want our mothers to be our mothers, even after we're grown up. We love them. We want them around. But she's saying, I try not to be a mom. What exactly does she mean by that?
It means she says that I'm trying to be a colleague. So she's trying to fulfill her role in the workforce, not her role in the home.
Mm-hmm. But she says every once in a while that mom comes out. So there's almost like there's these two parts to her character, to her personality. There's the colleague and there's the mom. And at work, she tries to make sure the colleague is the one that's out.
Right? So she stuffed the mom deep down inside her, and sometimes she can't control it.
It's almost like
I've had that feeling. Well, I think it's if you look on page 22, there is a little in the upper right-hand corner, it's hard not to be a mom and actually – Linda is talking about it, and she says she responds professionally to delinquent clients. Delinquent here just means somebody who's late or not paying. But when someone doesn't pay a bill, it bothers her. So it's almost like an insult, exactly what I would think. It's like, how dare you do that to my daughter?
Right.
I can see myself doing that.
So this is Linda explaining a little more about this kind of situation. Her daughter feels, oh, you need to be careful when you talk to the clients that you're not too demanding or too harsh with them because they need to be happy. But she's saying, well, I'm taking it a little personally.
That's right. You're not paying my daughter. How dare you?
Right.
Linda, do you think this situation sounds like it's working well, Faith and her mom. Do you think you'd have more success working for your daughter than for your son?
Actually, I know my daughter's field much better than I know my son's field because it's my own degree, the very area she's working in.
Well, and that comes back to the fact that it makes more sense when you're already qualified to fill that position. But sometimes, of course, moms need training too. So let's finish up with our second reading for today.
Moms need training, too. Williams, owner of Macbeth Construction in Sunrise, Florida, made a surprising discovery after hiring his mother to manage his company while he was overseas. She was fallible. I thought my mom was Superwoman and that she would take care of everything, he said. But the first week I had her in the business, we lost tons of money. His mother, Rose, is intelligent and had professional experience in the construction industry, so he figured that she would just come in and take the reins and not need any instruction. He quickly realized that she needed guidance.
Okay, so moms need some training too. Even if they are qualified, you know, they enter this new position, everyone needs to learn the ropes. They need to figure out their role in this new company. And so as we continue, we have another example that we're going to mention.
That's right. We're going to go back and talk a little bit more about Matthias Williams, who employed his mother Rose as manager. And now we're going to talk a bit about that relationship. He owns a company called Macbeth Construction in Sunrise, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now, he hired his mom, and it sounded like, you know, this was a great decision for him. He was excited. But then after she arrived on the job, something happened.
Well, he went away. After hiring his mother, he went overseas, okay? So he wasn't even around in the same country, and she was managing the business, and he found out that she was fallible. This is a great word. If you're fallible, it means that you make mistakes.
Right.
And a lot of children, you know, grow up feeling that their parents are perfect or that they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our listeners, think about it. Think about your feelings toward your parents, and most of us grew up thinking that our parents were perfect for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So it surprised him, a surprising discovery after he hired her.
Yes, I remember having this experience. I wasn't, you know, a grown-up yet, but I was an older kid, and I remember when I suddenly realized that my parents made mistakes too, and I went, what? They're not perfect? And it was a bit of a revelation for me.
That's right. They are fallible, and the opposite of that word would be perfect, infallible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in other words, mothers make mistakes too, of course. But Williams, his impression at first was a little different.
He says he thought his mom was Superwoman. And we put a capital S there on Superwoman, almost like she's in a cape and tights and she's flying over tall buildings with a single bound. But she is human. She couldn't take care of everything.
Right. And I think a lot of us, again, we grow up feeling that our parents are Superman and Superwoman, and we have those moments. We really look up to them. Maybe for you, if it wasn't your parents, maybe it was an aunt or an uncle or grandparents. I think a lot of us have those kinds of people in our lives. And then suddenly this shocking thing happened to him. He explains that when he was overseas and she was running things, something happened.
Yeah, they lost tons of money in their first week she was in the business.
That's fast.
I was like, what?
Yeah, pretty shocking. Now, his mother, I mean, what was the problem here?
Well, she's intelligent and had experience in this construction industry that Matthias works in, so he figured she would just come in, take the reins, and not need any instruction.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about how if you work with a family member, one of the really important things is that you hire someone who has some qualifications for the position. But that wasn't the problem here. It's clear that she did have the experience. She did understand the industry. That wasn't the issue at all.
Right. You know, I think oftentimes we can assess that in a person, and then you just remember that he left the country and left her in charge.
Right.
That's quite different than being capable.
Right.
You might be very capable, but you might not know exactly how this company is managed or how this company is run. And I think he had a lot of assumptions.
Right.
I mean, assume he had a lot of assumptions that he just thought she could just do it all. And there probably was a lot of information she was lacking.
And the really interesting thing is that this wouldn't happen if she wasn't his mom. Because when we hire people, you know, we meet people and we think, wow, they have some wonderful qualifications. They have some great experience. And then we think they'll learn quickly. We don't think they can start running this tomorrow. You know, we think, oh, I'll be able to train them easily. They'll catch on soon. So this idea of just sort of going, okay, here's the company, bye. I don't think he would have done that with anyone else.
No, it's pretty irresponsible that he did it even with his mother. But I like that phrase, to take the reins. You picture a man, you know, behind a horse-drawn carriage, and he's whipping the horses, and they're carrying the carriage along. He has the reins, so he's in control. He handed his mom the reins and put her in control of the company, and things went south.
Yes, they went south. Can you explain that one?
Well, that means they went bad. They went the opposite of successful.
Right. And so he quickly realized, oh, she needs some guidance. She needs some training too. Okay, well, before we wrap up for today, let's listen to our feature.
Mom, I'm so glad you agreed to come and work here at my bagel shop.
David, you know that as long as I'm able-bodied, I'll do anything to help you succeed.
I appreciate that, Mom. You and Dad have always supported and encouraged me, but never did it in a heavy-handed way.
Oh, we just knew you were special. You just have an inherent ability to create things and get along well with people. So what do you want me to do?
I need you to work in the quality control department to make sure the bagels taste right and look right.
That's wonderful, David. I'll be happy to take the reins in quality control and ensure that everything is done correctly.
Well, you actually won't be at the helm of the quality control department. You'll be working as an assistant to our QC manager, Maury Schwartz.
What do you mean I won't be in charge of that department?
Maury Schwartz has been here since I opened the shop, and he really knows bagels.
David, this might be a sticky situation, me working under one of your managers.
I figured you might bristle at this arrangement, so I...
I'm not bristling.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. David, I'm your mother, and I need to be in charge of quality control.
You know, it gets a little treacherous back in quality control with all the equipment and everything. I know. Why don't you be the director of customer communication?
Director? What does the director of customer communication do?
You greet people when they come in the door. You'll have a name tag that says director on it.
Now that's better, David. See, you really are a smart son.
And I got all my intelligence from you, Mom.
So we've learned a lot today about some of the issues that can arise, but I think there are ways to prevent a lot of these issues too.
Yes, I think in a lot of the ways we've talked about could be solved by just communicating clearly between the employer and his mother.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, things like the salary situation, maybe if you have those terms in writing pretty clearly, or you know, you try to be transparent with each other, that could help a bit.
Well, I think it... Right. And also, I think there needs to be some understanding. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
Right. Having some patience with each other and so on. Also, the idea that we just ran into about kids thinking their parents are super mom or whatever. The thing is, you also, I mean, the parent also has a responsibility to say, wait a second, I don't totally understand this, which I'm sure would be hard for a parent to say to their kid.
That's right. I think Matthias's mom, Rose, probably could have spoke up before he got on the plane and said, maybe I'm not ready to take the reins of your company just yet. Mm-hmm. Do you think she maybe was a little overconfident in her abilities?
Well, I think that, you know, every business has its own culture and its own way of making decisions. And it's not that she wasn't competent, probably. You know, sometimes you just have to learn that part of it.
Right.
You have to learn their way of doing something, and maybe that's what the issue was here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to learn tomorrow that actually William's assumption, his idea that his mom might just catch on, isn't as unusual as we might think. So I hope you'll tune in then, and we'll see you tomorrow.